I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers one of Kane's all-time greatest athletes, Touchdown Tim Montgomery. Originally written in 2009, the story is based on interviews with Montgomery and several of his coaches and teammates. Montgomery passed away on August 15, 2019, at the age of 74. Former coach Bruce Rice remembered the first time he saw Tim Montgomery on the sidelines of the practice field. "I couldn't help noticing this because he was booming kicks higher and farther than anyone we had on the varsity. I walked up to him and found out his name was Tim Montgomery and that he was only in the sixth grade. I couldn't believe it." Former Kane High junior high school football coach, high school principal, and superintendent of schools, Vern Johnson, remembered Montgomery as a sensational kid. "A true sportsman and a natural player. He was so good he made me look like I knew what I was doing coaching football. I started watching him in junior high school," said Dick Coleman, former editor of the Kane Republican. "Mostly he carried the ball and he caught it, and he occasionally threw the ball better than any other player on the field. He also punted and kicked, by the way." Tim Montgomery remembered that he and his high school teammates had few distractions to deal with. "I think growing up in Kane, where everybody knows everybody else, somehow kept our team very close. We were all friends, and I guess we just didn't have the same kind of problems that teams have today. Things were simpler then, and we could really concentrate on playing football." As a sophomore star on the 1960 Kane Wolves, Tim Montgomery had already begun drawing comparisons to former Kane and Tennessee Volunteer great and one-man wrecking crew Bill Hillman, a track and gridiron star 20 years earlier for the Red and Blue. Former teammate and high school principal Jack Hedlund remembered Montgomery's powerful legs. "You couldn't sculpt him any better. So much of his power came from his lower body, from his calves and his thighs." Bernie McCown, Kane High coach and later longtime assistant at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, took over the reins in 1962 and inherited a talented bunch. Guys like quarterback Mal Wakefield and Bob Lundquist, and Danny Capello, who was later killed in Vietnam. "Tim Montgomery was the best athlete that I ever saw at the high school level," McGowan maintained. The Wolves began the 1962 season by shellacking Ridgeway, followed by wins against St. Mary's and Salamanca, before heading into a big showdown at home with undefeated Johnsonburg in Week 4. McCown recalls how much excitement that his team generated. "I remember that all the stores closed on Fraley Street until 4 p.m. that Saturday, and that the newspaper reported that attendance for the game was 3,200, despite the lousy weather." Montgomery scored both touchdowns against Johnsonburg to carry Kane to a 13-0 win. According to the October 4th report in the McKean County Democrat, even the local mascots braved the rain and mud for the big game. Making its first appearance of the season for the Wolves was a Lobo Wolf. In charge of the animal was Jack Lynch, owner of the Lobo Wolf Farm. Across the field was Johnsonburg's Ram. The Kane High Wolves and Coach McCown logged the first undefeated grid season in school history in 1962. In all, Montgomery scored 20 of the team's 27 touchdowns during the year, and was named UPI's first team All-State halfback. McGowan remembers the night when legendary Penn State coach Joe Paterno, then an understudy to Rip Engel, came to Kane to sign Tim Montgomery. "Coach Paterno arrived early and we ended up passing the time browsing newspapers and magazines in Archer's. Back then, Joe was relatively unknown," said Montgomery. "You have to remember that he was just an assistant. I'm sure no one even recognized him." In his very first varsity game at Beaver Stadium on September 19, 1964, Tim found pay dirt after a 12-yard run against a strong Navy team that featured quarterback Roger Staubach, the Heisman Trophy winner in 1963. The following week, the Nittany Lions traveled cross-country to face off against UCLA. Montgomery tossed a 4-yard touchdown pass and punctuated that score by throwing for a 2-point conversion. I was playing wingback, and we ran a lot of halfback option passes out of that set, Montgomery remembered. Later in that fateful game, Montgomery fielded a punt in the open field, falling down after apparently snagging a spike in the Coliseum grass. I tried to make a cut, and my knee just buckled, he said. When Montgomery attempted his comeback in 1965, his injured knee did not hold up. I was working out that spring at quarterback, but I just couldn't make my cuts. My knee kept giving out on me. In those days, they didn't always do surgery right away. They put me in a cast, but my knee didn't heal properly, Montgomery remembered. In the spring of 1965, they took me to Geisinger, and I had an operation there. When Montgomery returned to the active roster in the spring of 1966, a new era of football was underway at Penn State, led by rookie coach Joe Paterno. John Kolka, a 6'2" powerhouse of an offensive lineman from Ludlow, joined Montgomery on the varsity squad in 1966. In addition, Kolka's younger brother George, along with his hulking classmate Dave Rakeski of West Kane, joined PSU's Frosh team in 1966. Montgomery finished the year tied for the team lead with 3 interceptions, and the Lions ended the difficult campaign with 5 wins and 5 losses. I sure got run over my share of times in 1966, Montgomery says. I remember meeting both Floyd Little and Larry Zonka of Syracuse on several occasions when we played them. Unfortunately, I was lying on my back when this happened, though. With Montgomery again tying for the team lead in interceptions with 6, and sophomore middle guard Dave Rakeski adding 2 picks of his own, Paterno's well-rounded 1967 squad got a big boost from the boys from Kane. Both Kolka boys earned varsity letters as well. Few small towns in America could claim a larger contribution to a big-time college football program than Kane, with 4 PSU lettermen in the same season. The 1967 team was Joe Paterno's first nationally ranked team, finishing the season at number 10 in the Associated Press poll. 2 of Montgomery's 6 interceptions during the year were made in the end zone, and his clutch pick against undefeated North Carolina State helped seal Penn State's thrilling 13-8 victory. Montgomery also picked off a Syracuse aerial in the end zone in State's 29-20 win over the Orange. After his senior year at Penn State, Tim Montgomery went to camp with the New Orleans Saints in 1968, playing professionally for parts of 2 seasons with their developmental teams in San Diego and in Richmond. While in Richmond, Montgomery took a teaching position before heading off to Altoona as an assistant high school coach, his first coaching job. In all, Tim Montgomery spent 31 years mentoring high school players, with a stop as head coach in Shamokin before establishing a long and successful head coaching career at Williamsport High School. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkane@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.